Hey guys, and welcome to another 10-minute episode of May Contain, the episode where we can talk about anything we want as long as it falls under 10 minutes. And what's this topic, Soaps?
You've dragged me again into another topic.
To a shitstorm, by the sound of it.
After the last 10-minute episode, I'm like, can't get much worse than that. But we thought we're going to go public toilets.
Toilet humor.
Right. So, why do you want to talk for 10 minutes about public toilets?
Well, I think it's one of those things, and this is why last 10-minute episode we talked about pulling the pickle.
Yes.
And now this one we're talking about toilet stuff. It's because these are the stuff that people do, but they don't really talk about.
Right.
So I feel that every time you go to a, namely public toilet, I'm not talking at your house because everyone has different stuff.
Right.
When you go to a public toilet, I'm not just talking about number ones, I'm talking number twos here, I'm talking about the bog bogs.
Yes.
Okay. You get in, you shut that little cubicle door and you flick it to engaged.
Right.
Right? Because you're going to get very intimate in a
flick
second.
Flick it to the red.
You have to have it on engaged.
Yes.
And then you turn around and everyone has a routine.
See, this is the thing that got me like interested to go, do you know what? We will talk about this.
Yeah.
Now, you already,
right,
I don't know if you've slipped up on this or if this is actually how you do it.
Yeah.
Right? Do you literally get in there, turn around, lock the door,
yeah,
then inspect the cubicle?
I'll inspect the cubicle. That
hell no! What the hell are you thinking?
Why?
No way!
What do you
mean? Do you know what? You walk into a public toilet, right?
Yeah.
You don't even step into that cubicle, right?
Yeah.
That door is left open. You can tell from about a 5-foot radius standing back going, there is no way in hell am I going in there.
Oh, yeah, no, I guess I know what you're saying.
You look at one and there's like, there's shit on the walls, there is shit on the toilet.
See, I have never seen one that bad.
I have, right?
Really?
I was a cleaner. I've seen it all.
Wow, okay,
right?
Yes, you would have.
So you look at these things. You know what? I never cleaned them.
No, you just walk away.
Yeah, I'm in charge of something else.
You
I'm
just
not doing
sign that little door and go, yep, it's clean.
Yep, I saw it.
I'm out of here.
I witnessed this.
I saw the poop.
So, but no, I look at it,
right,
before I even get to the whole routine of it all.
Wow.
Right? And I'm like, I am not going in there. If there's piss on the seat, no way.
Yeah.
Right? I can't even justify, like, washing, like, you know, hey, like, you get in there and you fucking pull the toilet paper out of the roll.
Yeah.
You use that entire roll just to dry the seat because the last thing you need is piss getting through that freaking toilet paper. And you got it on your fingers, you got it on your hands. I'm like, I hate public toilets.
Yeah, so do I. And I try and avoid them, but sometimes after that curry lunch, you gotta go.
It's gotta happen.
It's gotta happen. So, yeah, so basically, I normally get in there and let's say from a distance, I've noticed that on the floor, there's no shit. There's no liquid spilling out. I'm in that cubicle. I've locked the door. And now I'm ready to CSI the shit out of this room.
No pun intended.
No pun intended.
Full pun intended.
Okay. First of all, I check toilet paper. Check. It's there.
Right.
Otherwise, I'm turning around. I'm flicking back to green. I'm walking away.
Do you know what? I've had to add that to part of my routine because it's one of those things that I used to always forget.
No, you need to add that. That's the first thing.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm not talking just there's a bit left. You need to form a cushion with that type of stuff, because you're not sitting on the seat, you're sitting on that.
You know, even now, as serious as you look, and you're developing this list, your routine in front of me, I feel it in my gut that I'm going to have like 10 more things
to add now?
To add to this than what you're going to have. But I want to hear what the rest of your list is.
So, first of all, toilet paper, check. We're good.
Right.
Okay. Then, I get a little bit of the toilet paper in my hand, flick the lid. Because I want to see what's in there. Look, if it's shut, if it's open, cool.
Normally, if it's a guy's... Well, I don't only go into guy's toilets anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
But most of the time, the toilet seats don't even... Like, there's no toilet seat. For all the women who are listening.
I flip that bit up.
Ah.
The lip.
Because there's no actual seat out there. It's just, it's the bowl and the seat.
Yeah, so, yeah. But I flip that up because I want to see that someone hasn't done a wee-wee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On that inner rim.
On that inner rim. That has to be clean. Because otherwise, you could sit on it, a bit of trickles down, hit your shoes.
It gets worse than that. You keep going.
Yeah. So basically, I flick that up. Now, if there is some liquid there, I'll then toilet paper and clean that bit. Throw that in.
Will use the sham wow.
Do not flush yet. Because there's more.
Right.
Flick the lid back down, clean that.
Yep.
Throw that in. And then I get strips and I put them around.
Oh, you're that guy.
I'm that guy. Right?
Right, so even though you're that guy, yeah. I feel I've got more to add. But yeah, continue. Yeah, yep, okay. There's one that you haven't said yet, but we'll see.
Okay. Then I hit the flush button.
The flush button.
The flush button.
Right.
It gets that toilet paper, then pulls through and will clean the rest of the bowl.
Yeah.
I then sit down, get out my phone, and I do what I got to do while browsing the internet.
I think we all do that now. Now the internet has become this one big thing, right?
Yeah.
I reckon I can sit down on the throne for a good 45 minutes.
It's fun.
It's too easy.
It's relaxing.
It's bad.
It's so good.
You're relying on the phone battery to last out.
Yeah.
I'm like, I've already gone through 20% of battery just sitting here, and I finished like 20 minutes ago.
Yeah. Like, yeah. So what would you do in your routine then?
I do everything that you do. I'm not the toilet paper seat guy, right? Because, you know, I always worry about that because...
I've had it stuck on my bum before.
Yeah.
I had a tail.
You've had that?
The toilet tail.
Is that where it comes from?
Yeah. So I think so. Yeah, because that's... Yeah, you... Yes.
Yeah.
That is exactly where it comes from. And it's happened once.
Yeah.
And I've gone back to work at the news agency back in the day and someone says, I think someone's having a laugh. Someone's played a prank on you, right? I automatically went, oh, God. I forgot to check my tail.
Yeah.
Right? And I pulled it out. Oh, I'm going to go
back. Oh, someone got me.
Someone got me. Ha, ha, ha. Damn idiots. And now that's the last thing. No one will ever tail me again.
Do you know what? I had a really bad experience, I reckon. This is like, I don't know if I had a bad experience, but I'm putting it down to a bad experience.
Yeah. You're flushing it.
To make sure it's not going to happen again.
Okay.
So what happened was, this happens far too often in a public toilet and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Now, if I ever have to go, which it's a rarity
now. It happens.
Now, but it's a rarity.
Once a week you go. Come on.
I try and avoid it with a public toilet for the simple fact that now the way I have to do things, both of my legs go dead.
Oh.
Right?
Okay.
Now, the reason for this is, as weird as that sounds, that obviously when you get in there, you pants yourself. It's the first thing you do, right?
Yeah, you de-pant.
Now, these shorts or pants or whatever I'm wearing at the time never touch the ground.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
I've made this mistake before, and I'm sitting there, and afterwards you've pulled them up, and you're like, why the fuck are my shorts wet? Seriously, why the fuck are my shorts wet?
Oh.
Right? And you're like, for the love of God, I hope someone has just kicked over a fucking water bottle in here.
Yeah.
Because I hate this place, right? So now, right, I pull them down to the point that I have to pull my legs open to make sure nothing falls. Both my legs end up dying in the meantime from cut off of circulation.
Wow.
Just to make sure there is not sort of foreign liquid laying on the floor.
You need like a footstool.
You need something.
You need something in there.
So, do you know what? I'm going to start carrying one of those, like, those toilet bowl mats that go around the toilet bowl and bring one of them with me.
It's actually weird because after all this, after the precautions that we take, we then wash our hands, and the motherfucker, sometimes those sinks, they splash up and it looks like you've peed yourself a little bit.
Do you know
what?
I can handle that because at least I know what the hell it is.
I don't. I'm more embarrassed about that than the toilet tail.
Yeah.
And the stupid thing is, I do the Mr. Bean.
I was going to say that.
I dry my hands and then frost towards the air dryer. I make sure no one's in there, but I tell you, it's very similar to the whole, you know, your ears are playing up. If you hear that second toilet door open before they come in, boom, you're just back to drying your hands.
That's it.
Like that. So, I guess that's it, guys. Hope you enjoyed our 10-minute on public toilets.
Yeah, I honestly didn't think we were going to get a conversation out of this. I remember you brought this up 2 weeks ago. Like, we can't have a 10-minute conversation about public toilets.
Mate, we almost went over.
Yeah, I know. And the fact of the matter is, the second you brought it up, I realized to myself, I'm like, I know how much I hate them. I have something to say. So,
all right, guys, grab your air freshener, blow off this episode, jump over to www.maycontain.podomatic.com.
Or on the Twitters, @may_contain for any extra info.
Hit us up, guys. Take it easy.
Thanks for listening.